It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
For years, we traveled to Boise City, Oklahoma, to select a fresh-dug Christmas tree from the outback pastures at Brandt Nursery. As a result, our place sports a variety of evergreens, mostly pines and spruces. Two of our favorites were late and unusual acquisitions in the years just prior to the passing of owner Gunther Brandt and the closing of his place of horticultural wonders. I once remember seeing a perfectly formed pyramidal tree that looked like it was straight out of an old English carol. Its short, bright green needles fairly bristled holiday cheer as it stood a good 6 feet tall in its plastic bucket. "What's that one?" I asked Gunther, and the old nurseryman's eyes twinkled like Santa as he half-whispered, "Why, that's a Doug fir. You don't have a tree like that yet." An hour later, the tree was wrapped, loaded, and on its way to the dry and windy plains of Kansas, with Mr. Brandt's words ringing in my ears, "Now that Doug fir's kind of a foreigner, so keep his feet moist and give him a shower bath as often as possible, and put him someplace where he's protected from this dry wind." I've since learned that the Douglas fir is not really a fir tree at all, but is botanically named Pseudotsuga menziesia, after Archibald Menzies, a naval surgeon and botanist who collected deciduous shrubs and evergreens in western North America during the early 1800s. But no matter, for it has settled into our Great Plains soil and is thriving amid blue spruce and red cedar. Our second sojourn into fir trees was a year later when Gunther proudly displayed a balsam fir with delicate needles laid flat along the sides of the branches. Known also as blister pine for the numerous blisters on the bark that contain a sticky, fragrant resin, it is a true fir, most at home in Canada and along the Hudson River. But so far, our balsam is managing the heat and dryness of the prairie, with added attention from the garden hose and surrounding windbreaks. Fir trees make excellent Christmas trees because of their bright green color, pyramidal shapes, and long-lasting short needles, which lend themselves to hanging ornaments and strings of lights. And the fresh fragrance of the balsam is an added plus. The Douglas fir has been the major Christmas tree species used in the Pacific Northwest since the 1920s. Nationally, it remains one of the most popular Christmas tree species and is shipped throughout the continental U.S. When I was a kid growing up in a small town in southwest Kansas, Christmas always came to town the day the cut trees were laid out on the sidewalk in front of the grocery store. In those days, artificial trees were a new novelty, but most people opted for a real tree. My father would bring home a Douglas fir, and we would painstakingly decorate it with simple ornaments, short strands of series-wired lights, and rope and icicles made of tinfoil. Today, most cut trees in our area are Scotch pine, and fir trees are not seen much on the high and dry plains. But there are two specimens standing tall at our place if you want to come by for a look at some sweet-smelling nostalgia.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.